You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. Cardinals will begin the secret voting process to select a new leader for the Roman Catholic Church on Tuesday. WNYC's Amy Eddings is hosting conversations with Catholics to find out what anxieties, concerns, and hopes they have during this time of transition. We're hearing this week from two nuns.
Sister Susan Wilcox has been with the Sisters of St. Joseph of Brentwood since 1999. The order has an emphasis on education, but also social justice initiatives. Sister Susan is the director of campus ministry at St. Joseph's College in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. She's most recently been involved in economic inequality issues through Occupy Catholics and Rolling Jubilee. Sister Susan, you clearly want the Pope to send a tone of economic justice. What concrete steps would you like to see him take?
The Pope has a unique place in the world to be a leader and to really minister to the world, especially in this time of transition when clearly the old systems are failing and we haven't created the new systems that we can live in that provide for the world's people and for their spiritual life.
Sister John Mary is with the Sisters of Life, a relatively new order founded in 1991 by the late New York Archbishop Cardinal John O'Connor with a mission to protect and enhance the sacredness of life. Sister John Mary provides services to pregnant women. Sister, what should be job one for the next pope?
The number one job of the pope is really to be a radical disciple of Jesus Christ. Our culture is living largely as if God doesn't exist. So it is now, in fact, a radical proposal to the world in the person of the Pope that God exists and he can be known.
Pope Benedict's Vatican chastised the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, representing about 80% of American nuns, for its openness to women's ordination, its approach to ministry to gays and lesbians, and its silence on the right to life from conception to natural death. Sister Susan, your order affiliates with the LCWR. How have you been dealing with this critique?
I think our leadership is handling it well, and that leaves me free to focus on the needs of people.
Sister John Mary, your order is not affiliated with LCWR, correct? It's with the more conservative Council of Major Superiors of Women Religious?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was your reaction to the Vatican's criticism?
You know, the church is a family, and like any family, there's all sorts of, you know, issues, disagreements, but essentially we're bonded as a family.
What is your counsel to the women you meet in your work who say they do not feel comfortable or understood by the Catholic Church, Sister John Mary?
We encounter the brokenhearted every day. We have a mission to vulnerable pregnant women. And the deepest questions on their hearts is really, who am I? Am I loved? Can I do this? I've been abandoned by those who I thought loved me and they don't. And so I think the deepest desires on the hearts of young people and young women is to know that they're loved, to have a sense of their dignity and worth. Women all the time define themselves in the culture by their career, by their choices, by the image, by their achievements. And in fact, there's a radical message, I think, of the Christian faith that a person's worth is infinite. You know, you're unique and unrepeatable in the eyes of God.
Sister Susan, what do you say to women you meet in your work who say they don't feel comfortable or understood by the Catholic Church?
You know, there is a sense that women in the church are feeling that there is no place for them, that they're second-class status in the church. It is a structural problem that needs to be addressed. But ultimately, whatever decisions are made within the structure of the church, it doesn't relieve any of us of our own baptismal call to live the gospel of Jesus. When things get big, that's what we fall back on. It's our own responsibility.
What can the next pope do to inspire women in the church, Sister Susan?
He can inspire women in the church by his radicalness to the gospel. And I spend a lot of time thinking about what is radical. Radical usually ends up being a surprise, but underneath it is that very thing that you're longing for.
Sister John Mary, what do you think?
I'll go back to what a previous pope did. You know, John Paul II was spoken of as kind of the greatest vocations director in the church. The numbers of young men and women answering the call to the priesthood and religious life at a time when culture was secularizing so quickly is really a remarkable phenomenon.
But was John Paul influential for you?
Absolutely. I was very interested in politics. I really felt that that was the answer to changing culture. then I really saw that the deepest questions of the human heart are spiritual questions. Everyone wants to know, who am I? What am I made for? And we're made for eternity. We're made for union with God.
Thank you so much, both of you, for your thoughts.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
Sister Susan Wilcox is with the Sisters of St. Joseph in Brentwood. Sister John Mary is with the Sisters of Life.
And the conversation continues on WNYC.org, where we're gathering your comments about the papal transition and what the next pope can do to inspire women.